Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. This week, I talked with Gary Ott, who is making a movie called Saving 22.
I made a feature-length documentary. It's called Saving 22, and I'm a veteran, and my transition into society was kind of rough, and I wasn't even deployed, and I had an opportunity to do so and found out that it ended up actually being, you know, the project that helped me wake up and open my eyes and, you know, start taking accountability for things that I didn't know I needed to take accountability of. And, you know, typically, you know, I was never suicidal, but I mean, we all get to a point where we just want the pain and the annoyance to end. And whatever that end is, that's the end. But some people, some veterans, a lot of veterans, 22 a day actually, are taking their lives. And so the purpose of the movie is to really raise awareness, to let people know of what we veterans go through once we leave the service and then and enter into society.
Most veterans are having a silent war.
The silent war is, well, for a lot of veterans, especially the ones that were deployed and lost somebody, they are racked with the guilt of living. You know, it's I got a buddy of mine that I interviewed. He lost a couple or so team leads, and his thought process was, well, like why are they taken, and why am I still here? What? And that's actually a common answer to the questions that I would ask. You know, it's like another buddy, you know, he stepped on a landmine, lost a leg, and he's still, you know, part of, like, he's still functioning. He, in fact, in the movie, he's riding a motorcycle, and he stepped on a landmine. When he stepped on a landmine, it threw him up into the air. He was wearing his flak jacket, and he landed on another, and it prevented him from landing full weight onto another. When he landed on the other, it prevented his full weight from exploding and really taking him out. It would have taken him out. And so his jacket, you know, worked, and it prevented him from dying. So when he come back home, you know, the thing that he had, even though he was missing a leg, you know, he was like, man, why am I still alive? And, you know, other people who step in landmines, you know, vehicles, I mean, these people are, you know, gone. So the war within, there are a lot of factors. And the thing that was driving me nuts is the lack of adventure, the lack of purpose. And that's another big, is the lack of purpose. You know, when we get out, our job is no longer there. You know, we don't know what we're doing. You know, we don't have that connection. We don't have, you know, we haven't learned what our purpose is. And it's very hard to overcome those internal thoughts of, man, if I would have stayed in, I could have been doing this. I could have retired. I could have been earning my pension. I could have, you know, whatever, you know, just a number of factors. But typically, to answer your question, it really boils down to a lot of them is because somebody lost somebody and they're wondering why they're alive and their buddy isn't. And would they have done better in their life had they been here instead of that, you know, the person I was talking to? So if they would have been switched out, would they have done better, done more than what that individual is doing? You know, so there's a lot of factors that goes into the battle within.
Saving 22 is trying to help the public know what veterans are going through.
What I want the audience to be are loved ones of a veteran. I want mental health professionals. I want service providers, including VA, and, you know, like, equine therapy or specific, you know, therapy, you know, like even dogs or art therapy, art therapists, you know, that kind of a thing. And business leaders, you know, because when you give a veteran a chance and when they get to a point where they can, you know, function or they are functioning and they are now thinking about their new career, you know, that's how business, you know, local business leaders, politicians, I mean, all these different community leaders coming together. I want ultimately them coming together, watching the movie, understanding, because, like, you know, as I mentioned earlier, I'm never going to really tell you, you know, it's very difficult for me to explain, you know, what I'm going through or let alone any veteran. But with the movie, it's the mouthpiece. It lets people understand the different things that we're facing. The the events, the Saving 22 events, you know, movie plus networking event, because there's a time where people can network. I want that to be where people are coming together, creating networks, creating, you know, sharing their resources. So that way, when they find somebody that's going through some mess and some, you know, they're going through some dark days, I want others to be able to, like, hey, you know what, I understand better what you're going through, and so I want them to be able to, you know, those that catch, I want them to, you know, to reach out, to, you know, start making phone calls, like, hey, we got somebody that's, you know, going through some stuff. Let's check on them. Let's make sure they're okay. Let's make sure they're eating, because, you know, diet is a strange thing. You wouldn't think it, but if you're not doing great mentally, it's probably because the person isn't eating and or sleeping. And typically, a lot of times, eating, it plays a big role.
I would like to thank Gary Ott for being my guest on this weekend's Public Affairs. If you would like to listen again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.